Welcome to Following the Leaders, the Leadership Southern Indiana podcast. I am your host, Jesse Rasmussen, and this month we decided to do something a little different. We decided to look a little bit more inward, pull back the curtain, and talk a little bit more about Leadership Southern Indiana, what it is we do, what we have been for the last 40 years, and a little bit about what we're planning next. And to kick things off, who else better to ask than my boss, so be nice, Mark Eddy, CEO of Leadership Southern Indiana, also the guy who hired me, who brought me into leadership. So, well, welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Yeah, Jesse, thank you for having me on here. This is exciting. I remember when we hired you, one of the things we talked about, man, we want to do a podcast. You know, we really think this would be a great thing to engage our members, especially the ones that maybe interact differently, you know, and I'm listening to podcasts more and more as the time goes by. Yeah. A lot of it's sports podcasts, but still.
Yeah, that's the one podcast I'm probably the least qualified to do is anything on sports ball. So please keep those references to a minimum. Actually, listen to one of our previous episodes with Corey Cochran. You'll hear a little bit more about my lack of sports ability with that. But, you know, it's interesting. I came on at a very unique time in our organization's history. I came on during the 40th anniversary year, which I was a little embarrassed when we interviewed that 40 years, I've grown up here all my life, and I really do know much about Leadership Southern Indiana.
Well, you know, Jesse, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
When I took over this job, or actually was applying for this job, I should say, I had done some research, couldn't find a whole lot about it, you know? So for the first 29 years, it was one program. They had a part-time person and maybe even more of a part-time person helping them. And so the alumni had actually wanted to do something more, you know, and make this organization bigger. In fact, when they eventually hired me, I was the very first full-time employee. They told me to act like an entrepreneur and let's see what we can do with this organization. Yeah, there were some definite goals we were trying to reach. You know, but we wanted to definitely see what we can do to make this a stronger organization, help build leaders for this community that can get out there and do things that will make our community better.
40 years of history, boil it down a little bit.
You know, I wish I could give you even a better taste for it because I'm only like 12 years of that little history. But what I can tell you is that, you know, like you've already mentioned, they're very passionate membership base, alumni base, people who really want this community to be better. And they want us to be able to have good communication, be able to interact and do things for this community that we know takes collaborative leadership.
Yes.
You know, and so the term servant leader is mentioned quite often throughout many different things. And sometimes, as we all know, sometimes the word leadership actually gets twisted a little bit in exactly what it is. And we try to take it back to its truest form, you know, which is working together. I mean, a leader comes in various shapes and forms, you know. It's just not somebody who has the highest title.
Right.
Or the largest amount of check, you know, or the money and to deal with it.
I think that for me was what really excited me about this organization because really when you look at who goes through our programs, so I'll use my Discover class as an example. I mean, we have large nonprofit CEOs, we have people in the banking industry, and then we have one person, Tish, that we've talked about several times. She started her own nonprofit. So, I mean, various ranges of people in their leadership journey and what leadership looks like even within. And I think that's an important message. And so I'm so happy that that's baked into who we are. I think it's also important to note a lot of times you'll hear us talking about civic readiness, civic engagement. Right. Our definition of that isn't necessarily getting into elected officials or politics. We are apolitical. We don't choose sides in that, but we do try to make all of our politicians a little bit better. We've had several who have gone through programs.
You know, you're definitely right. I mean, we try to work with everybody, you know, and so we have some people who are looking to run for political office and they come through our program to get a better understanding of their community, develop their professional skill sets. And then so they're better ready to maybe jump into that.
Right.
And we encourage that. You know, we're definitely we're not trying to not encourage people to get in public service. We want that to happen. But at the same time, as you mentioned, we're not there to support somebody one way or another. We're there to help them develop their skills mm-hmm. and be able to be a better leader in the community. And as you mentioned too, you know, we're over the last 3 or 4 years, we have really worked hard on the strategic plan. And in that strategic plan, we wanted to develop some new ideas, new thought processes to where we can grow even more. And one out of this came our new direction for impact. You know, a lot of times we were trying to figure out how do we tell people what we do.
Right.
You know, it's hard because, yes, we can interview people and people tell us all the time how it's impacted them. Mm-hmm. But how do you take that information and create data
yeah.
to where you can actually present it to the community? And so we have been really working hard this past year on it, and especially in the last 3 or 4 months.
Oh, my goodness. It's one of those things when I got hired on, they're like, by the way, you're on this committee. And I'm like, oh. Okay. But it's been exciting. It really has been. And I'm excited that we're able to better articulate.
Yeah. We have not done a good job, you know, so we're the very first ones to admit that. I mean, it's, you know, when you're trying to build capacity in an organization, you try to do, it's the same my father-in-law used to do: when you know better, do better.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to do. You know, as we continue to grow, we're trying to do better. We've identified 4 areas, and some of you know me. I've worked with the YMCA for many years. In there, we were not above stealing or borrowing from other organizations. And we too, in yeah. leadership, do the same thing.
I had a mentor once. He said, listen, if you've stolen from me, you've stolen twice.
Yeah.
He always said that. And you know what? I like to call it collaboration. There we go.
Exactly. It's collaboration. And we've been excited to work with several very unique, but very interesting leadership organizations throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. In this particular one, I really loved, they had this impact page on their website. And I thought, man, this is what we need, mm-hmm. you know, something to do this. And that's what kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. We worked with them a little bit and got mm-hmm. started. But then we decided we really need to work on our committee. So we formed a committee, and we have excellent committee members for it. So I'm very excited about that committee. And then we decided to team up with Purdue University. They have a regional development center, and we're working with Maria there, who's helping us develop a survey to help gather some of the data that mm-hmm. we want. But we're also working with a group of their seniors who are doing a capstone project that will help develop the dashboard that our community will actually get to see. And so we're close. We probably won't see the first results until our annual meeting on October 25th this coming year. But that's okay. That's when we plan to roll it out. But then it'll be housed on our website, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is brand new.
Yep.
Effective today, actually over the weekend. But
soft opening, what they call.
Soft opening launch. Over the weekend, but officially today. So if you haven't had opportunity, you know, to see our website yet, please visit it at leadershipsi.org.
That's also the best way to get information. We'll have, I'll talk to John, our director of programs, here in a little bit, specifically about programming. What programs might be best fit for you, things like that. But those applications are on there. And a lot of those program applications will be coming live in April and May. So please be on the lookout for that. We'll also talk to him a little bit more about our focus program, but that's really, it's a one-day program. It's our next program. It's one of the best ways to kind of get an idea of who we are, what our program days look like. That's coming up in April, and you can register now and get more info on our brand new website. Still got that new website smell about it, leadershipsi.org. So, but you were talking about measuring our impact yep. and things like that. So we're really looking at it through the vein or through the filter of 4 pathways.
Correct.
Civic readiness or civic understanding, civic readiness, collaborative leadership, and relationship building.
Correct.
And I bring that up because one of the conversations that we had, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about political and being active in the community, civic readiness and civic understanding. And the way we define that, if you see that, is more of understanding in the civic process. So how our community runs, not just from a government standpoint, but from a nonprofit standpoint. And so when we mean civic readiness,
those are the things we're looking for, the civic understanding. We've had people go through our programs who have lived there their whole life.
Me.
You know, and they after they've gone through the program, they said, I didn't realize, I didn't know what I didn't know. That you live
absolutely.
You live in that silo, and you go to the places you're used to going to, and then we take you different places, you mm-hmm. know, and all of a sudden, oh, I didn't even know that's existed.
I think it's very important when you start talking about leadership. I think there's a lot of us in this community that want to affect change. We want to help out. We want to be more involved, but the idea of stepping up to being a leader when that's not necessarily your field can be a little scary. It can be a little hard when you don't know where to go for resources. And sometimes I feel like, especially the people that I would call servant leaders, sometimes it sounds a little presumptuous that I'm going to step up and I'm going to take charge. And so I really love that we exist because it allows people to explore what leadership looks like for them, what it makes sense, where it makes sense in our community, and how best to maybe go about it. And if it's not directly addressed in programs, we have an amazing membership base that are always happy, and you build relationships with them to help that.
Well, you know, and just here recently, not only do we have a new website, we have a new active alumni council.
We do.
You know, and we have a new chair for that and a vice chair. And so we're excited about that, you know, and they're starting to meet on a regular basis. And so these are people who have gone through our programs, but maybe aren't active in a program now. Mm-hmm. And so, but they still wanted to stay engaged with the organization and help those alumni who maybe are no longer in a program. How can they stay engaged? How can they continue to do things? And they're really stepping up. There's an event they're trying to plan, like a service project that's coming up in the spring sometime. I'm not sure the exact date.
It's actually April 14th from 1 to 4 at the Ohio River State Park. Go to leadershipsi.com for more details.
You know, that's what we're here about, is to provide opportunities and provide people even stepping up in leadership roles within the alumni and let them take it, because it's not something we run.
No,
you know, we allow them to take it and go with it. But those relationships building things that you just talked about are so important, because there are times that I will get calls from people. They'll tell me, well, so-and-so told me to call you because you'll know who for me to contact. And so we serve that connector in the community. And so there's never a day or a week goes by that we don't get a call to help connect somebody.
I think from my year or so experience with this organization, I think that might be one of the most powerful things that we do, is that we build relationships. And I've used that term very directly, because we're not a networking organization, and not that there's anything wrong with that. We are not. We build relationships. We build that stronger connection between people. Sometimes I don't know how we do it. That's why I'm not in programming, but I see it all the time. And I've experienced it as a member of our Discover class. So I think that's one of the most powerful things that we accomplish. And once you build a relationship with someone, then you can get things done, even if it's especially if it's somebody you don't agree with.
You know, Jesse, we have a youth summit that we started working with Align Southern Indiana. We did that for the first one this past year. And our goal with that was for us to help provide the structure for the program. But we work with Align Southern Indiana because it's a program under theirs. And so here we are working collaboratively with people, but it also, we're bringing people from five different counties together. And the thing is about building that relationship with the youth. So if they move back to this community, they've already established some relationships with people that, hey, I know somebody over, you know, in Corydon. You know, that I can maybe work with.
Yeah, we did that. We did that thing together. Do you remember that? Yeah, like it was way back then. I think it's important to note, I wish we should have probably mentioned it at the beginning, but we serve Clark, Floyd, and Scott counties. Correct. That is our primary. Not that we don't work with other agencies like Leadership Harrison County. We have a good working relationship, collaborative relationship with them. But our primary three counties that we service are those three. Yeah. So you'll see us out and about in all three.
And we even go across the river.
What?
Yeah, isn't that unreal?
We have a good working relationship with the customs agents that go through there. You know, our passports get stamped. It's great.
Exactly. So Leadership Louisville, you know, they're across the river there. Cynthia and I have a great relationship, and we work, you know, to try to talk and let each other know what's mm-hmm. going on and what we can do together. I mean, we're just across the river. And that's probably been one of the biggest challenges when I have moved down here mm-hmm. is how that river acts as an ocean sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we're trying to break down barriers. And that's part of what leadership's about, you know, is how can we knock down those walls and help people get to know each other. And, you know, we're not necessarily going to be the ones that put the framework together, but we mm-hmm. know the people who can do the framework and make the relationship stick.
Which is great, but also really a really hard story to tell sometimes.
Well, I can tell you there are some people in our alumni base that take credit for building the Falls of the Ohio Interpretive Center.
Of course.
You know, so, and there's a lot of them who have been involved with mm-hmm. that, you know, in that process. It was almost a dead project at one time, according to that group of people. Mm-hmm. And they felt like they were able to come and rally the troops and get it back on track. And who knows? Maybe that did happen. I you know, I'm just going from history.
You know,
but still,
I'm not here to yeah. say someone's right, someone's wrong. Exactly. What do I know? Now, Mark, I want to talk to John here in just a few minutes, okay. kind of go over programs. But I was wondering, so you're in your 13th year?
Yes.
What has been the single, and I'm throwing you on the spot here, but what has been sort of the single most impactful moment or experience that you've had as a part of this organization? Is there anything that stands out to you?
There's lots of different things, you mm-hmm. know, that I have been involved. One of the things that I'm most proud of is the starting of the Next Gen program and getting that started, and seeing how young people are changing the world, you know, day by day. Mm-hmm. And if we just allow them to have input mm-hmm. and thought, you know, that we're going to see things change here. You know, there's a generation that has to pass on.
Absolutely. Well, we're both parents. We know.
And so we need to make sure that this next generation is ready. So I'm always excited about that. But, you know, seeing this organization grow and taking next steps in a lot of different ways, seeing people starting to not only invest in us, you know, and things like that, but seeing them excited about connecting and being wanting to do more to help us out even.
Yeah.
You know, we have over 80 volunteers at any given time of the year that are helping us.
Yes.
And so to me, those are things that get me excited, because Mark Eddy does not do leadership. I mean, he's not Leadership Southern Indiana. Yes, I have to be the face of it sometimes, but it's all those people. It's you, Jesse. It's John. It's all the volunteer chairs, the committee. It's our board. We have an excellent board of directors that provide excellent vision for mm-hmm. the organization, keeps us on track on our strategic plan, all those type of things. So it's the people.
Right.
You know, maybe that's the simplest way to say it. It's the people that get me excited about what our organization's about. And that's that aha moment, if you mm-hmm. want to call it, you know, that that helps take us to the next step.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. I'm sure I'll have you on. We've got a lot of exciting surprises and things coming out here in the near future. So I'm sure I'll have you on. I'll just yell at you through your office wall. Hey, come over here. But
that never happens.
No. Well, again, when there's only three of us, it's just easier to communicate that way sometimes. So I appreciate you taking a second to jump in here.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate the work you're doing. I'm excited to have you on the team here.
And really, just to get that on the record, that's the only reason why I recorded this podcast. So that's it for it. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Mark. And thank you all for listening and being a part of our Leadership Family. If you want to know more about us, who we are, what we do, maybe apply to one of our programs, you can find all of that information at our brand shiny new website, leadershipsi.org. You can find what's going on with our alumni right now. As Mark and I talked about earlier, we have River Cleanup April 14th. You can find more information there under the events tab at leadershipsi.org. Do me another quick favor, like, subscribe, favorite, follow, whatever, wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you could do that for me, that would be huge. It helps us get this out there into more devices and just helps us spread the word about Leadership Southern Indiana. So until next time, thanks for listening.